This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, we want to talk about Privlo. We have some verbatim text to read. We used to have a guy who helped us out with this stuff, but that relationship has ended. So I'm just going to handle it this time. It's me, Hayes. So let me just get into it. This is Privlo. Project work is normal in entertainment, but if you want to buy a house, that could prevent you from getting a traditional bank mortgage. Luckily, there's a lender that understands the industry. Privlo built a company around lending the right way to self-employed, freelancers, independent contractors, and business owners. Even if you have a one-time credit blemish. Hey, it's show business. Who doesn't? That's Privlo, as in private loan. To apply, go to privlo.com/podcast and fill out a simple online form. It'll take 2 minutes and just might get you that...
Hey, dudes. What's going on? Hey, it's me, Verbatim Vic.
Hey, Vic.
I was just next door helping out Andrew T. and Susan Orlean from Crybabies with some stuff.
Hi.
What are you doing?
We're just doing the show. If you just
one of your bits?
Yeah, this is just one of our funny bits.
Oh, it's fine. I was standing outside. It sounded like you were doing...
No, this is a bit.
Ad copy.
Nope, it's a bit for the show. It's kind of a funny.
That sounds like funny shit, man. Like,
yes, yeah. It's very funny. So if
you're just as long as you're not fucking me in the ass.
No, we're not. This is a funny bit, but we don't want to say that kind of thing in this comedy bit that we're doing.
Ah.
So if you want to just like wait outside while we finish it, Sean, like if you want to escort him outside.
Hey, Vic, why don't we go outside? Let's toss the frisbee around while Hayes finishes up the comedy bit.
Well,
hey, Andrew, wait up. Me and Vic are...
Okay, let me just finish this up, sorry. Privlo.com/podcast, fill out a simple online form. It'll take 2 minutes and just might get you that crib in the hills. That's privlo.com/podcast.
Ow, my head! Oh, God, what's on that thing? It's friggin', that really is a heavy frisbee! So I turn to Anthony Mackie. And I go, well, I know you play Archangel, but can you name all the angels? Because he's always bragging about his encyclopedic memory and his photographic mind. And he goes, sure, yeah, I can. And he starts naming the angels from the Bible.
Oh, okay.
But I'm at the Victoria's Secret Angels.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I love babes and I love them in their undies.
Maybe like the baseball... Angels, it's just another kind. That's maybe, I'm a sports head. That's kind of the direction I would have gone in.
If he had done that, I would have accepted it. If he had done that, I would have said that's acceptable. But I would have rather that he name it girl that I've seen in her underwear. That's so fucking sexy.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It's that got the key button dropping names in the red carpet linebacker always of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Sort of. We have a lot of business to take care of today. We have a great guest coming in a little bit. Neil Casey is here from outer space. You may have noticed for a long time of the show, we didn't have any ads, or the ads that we did have were a fucking joke for shit like other Earwolf shows.
Yeah. And we thought, this is weird because our show's the best. Well, what turns out, there's an email issue, which my little cousin Sam had given me the incorrect login. And so we had missed an entire backlog of about a year's worth of ads for the show.
People were trying to email using the at symbol on the keyboard, but it is, you have to do... the lowercase a and a zero on top of each other. That's not an at symbol.
And if you hit at and then AO, you're going to wind up tweeting AO Scott, which we did do a few times. Now, what we have now is a problem where we did spend all the ad money, of course. And that is why when you see Hayes, he is in raw denim jeans.
Raw denim, everything.
The best. And it breaks in, and it's the comfiest. It's stiff at first, but the fit is unparalleled once you break it in.
And it wicks the sweat away. You worry about heat and stuff, but it absorbs the sweat.
At any rate, he's wearing only that, and his car is even covered in that. And so he did spend the money, and I don't begrudge him that, but now we have to record the ads, and we have to put them all in this episode.
So we have a lot of backed up ads to do. They're gonna sort of be popping in an inconspicuous way while we talk to Neil Casey. We have some that we just wanna do now, so our intro segment this week is just gonna be Catching up on
so
ads.
We'll do a couple ads here, and then throughout the episode, it won't be distracting, but we will be popping in every now and then with an ad.
So just bear with us. We want to talk about Loot Crate. If you consider yourself a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd, then this is a subscription
box. Nerds, weirdos, dorkos, losers, and dweebies, and freaks.
And for less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture stuff like vinyl figurines, comic, shirts, and more. If you go to lootcrate.com/handbook and enter the code handbook, you'll save 10% off on any new subscription. And we should figure out a way to make this like funny. You know, it's like part of our intro segment, so it should be like a funny.
Okay, well, what do they say on there? They got like, comic shirts? What if it's a shirt with Gabriel Iglesias on it?
What about this?
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
What if you, like, what if the real X-Men showed up in the box?
Oh, right.
And so you get the box to your house, and it's like the claws of the Wolfman are like, just like popping out of the box. And you're like, whoa! Like, and he says, who sent for me? Buddy.
Yes.
He's doing his whole attitude. He's chomping on like a clove cigarette.
He goes, I'm not good at what I do, but you better like it.
Yeah.
Buddy.
And
he's chomping on his cigarette. Yeah.
That's good.
That's fucking good. What else?
There is no X-Men stuff in this box, but it's
The visor guy.
Yes.
He blasted a bazooka out of his head.
And so each month's box is curated around a specific theme, and May's theme is Unite, which is, I guess it's groups of people. And in May's box, you'll find cool stuff from Marvel's Avengers, that's a group, Power Rangers, they are also united, Rick and Morty are united, Team Fortress is a group.
The states.
The
states of America are united.
It's an obvious theme. There's a lot of state stuff in there. Coins, state coins, I think.
They do yes, because they're united now.
And we don't want to say whether or not that was a good idea.
Not our place. But all the stuff in this box is post-Civil War.
And you've got until the
19th. War of Northern Aggression.
You've got until the 19th, May 19th, to get the box. So go to lootcrate.com/handbook. 10% off. Use promo code handbook. lootcrate.com/handbook. Promo code handbook. Okay, we'll move on to this other one, and then we'll get into the interview.
And then the interview, great.
We also want to talk to you about Privlo. We, as entertainment people, work on a lot of freelance projects.
Yes.
You have a lot of stuff going on that would look weird on a loan application when you say, like, it's your job.
Yes, I mean, of course, when they... On a loan application, you have to list any projects that you're involved in. So for me to say, like, well, I did this sick-ass friggin' diorama just recently, mm-hmm. like, for I'm adapting Catcher in the Rye into movie now that Salinger finally kicked the bucket, and I'm so fucking I'm so stoked on it. But so we did a sick diorama of when he's watching the merry-go-round.
Yes, and it actually does. There's a popsicle stick underneath that does actually turn around.
Can spin it.
And so it is a movie. But when you put Catcher in the Rye diorama on your loan application as your job,
they don't necessarily want to give you a house.
Yes, but Privlo, I think, will give you a house if you do that. It says... Privlo is a lender that understands the entertainment industry and the way our finances work. Like, you were not compensated for that.
No, because I was working with a bunch of phonies. And that's inspired by what in Privlo's are not phonies.
So it's
a
kind of
real.
unique situation that is exactly the kind of thing they are looking to give you money for. So
and if they're acting, if they're lying to me and acting, then they're as good as the Lunts. And if you remember, that's the actors he went to see.
So if you have self-employed freelancers, independent contractors, and business owners, even if you have a one-time credit blemish, that's okay. Like the shoes that you bought for the shoebox turned out to be very expensive.
Yes, I was. They were Bruno Maglia fine leather shoes from the finest shoeery in town. And I maybe overpaid because they were not in my size and I couldn't wear them and no one I knew could wear them. And so I wound up, that's a sunk cost for me. because the box was just so perfect. And I did wind up ruining the box and needing to get a new one.
So check them out at privlo.com/podcast. That's Privlo as in private loan. We do have some verbatim stuff that we want to read. I just want to get this done really quickly before anything happens. Now, an amazing demonstration of compliance. That means Privlo is on the up and up. Some words from the government. Privlo Inc. is a licensed equal housing mortgage lender. NMLS ID 1076413.
I can hear him coming.
Okay, I'll just get it really fast.
He's on his way.
1076413, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California
Residential
Mortgage Act.
Ice for my head. What's up?
Vic, hey. Sorry about your head.
Yeah. Bad throw.
You might want to put that, it looks like toilet paper that you've got it kind of wrapped up in. You might want to get some real.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do I look like a mummy?
If we're just
verbatim,
doing,
Vic, please don't be spooky.
We're just doing another comedy bit really fast. If you just want, will you talk to him?
Mind if I sit in?
Why don't you can do like a funny bit based on this joke stuff I'm reading right here.
Vic, go long. Ow, jeez, ow, my neck.
NMLS ID 1076413, licensed to the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, Washington CL 1076413, Texas License 107679.
Okay.
Okay. Vic, let's get you. We're going to be right back with Neil Casey. We're going to do the interview. There might be some more ads in there. I'm not exactly sure. Brett's going to take care of. Yes, you like the show.
Yeah, from out there space, yeah.
Yeah, you watch the show, you're a fan.
Ah, I gotta breathe.
So Neil Casey's going to be on in a second, and maybe some other ads as well, if you'll just bear with us, on Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm waiting. It's at the valet with Penn, Gillette, and he's doing a little trick. He does a trick where he turns a pencil so it has like two erasers.
Yes.
So it's like both sides are erasers.
Yeah.
And you know, great tricks. But after a while, it's like, where's your car? Do you think there's something wrong with your car? Like, nobody's bringing your car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, this is odd. Let me ask. And he goes to the guy and he's like, where's my car? They go back and forth for a little while. It turns out he had seen this process and thought that if you waited outside under this umbrella, you would be brought a car.
Okay, but he had never
hadn't exchanged a ticket or anything, but he had
and
seen
he didn't even own one.
People no. But he had seen people, he's a walking
So
guy.
Penn's going, I'm thinking about getting a car. Let me go to the umbrella where
stand
they
stand under this umbrella where people bring you a car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing now, you know, he's like a skeptic, like a professional. He calls out bullshit and stuff. So now he is going to call BS.
Yes, on valets.
Yes, on this magic umbrella that does not work.
The magic umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Well, it only works for some people, and he thinks that's bullshit.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that episode and to hearing what Teller has to say about it. and not much, I bet. We have a guest here.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Neil Casey is here.
Hi.
Hi, Neil. You haven't done the show before.
Haven't done the show before, but love to have had you do it.
Yes.
Now,
we've wanted to have you for a while, but now it seems like things have just kind of come to a head with you, with credits and all these things going on.
Big time stuff, yeah.
So, in terms of just all the cool shit you're doing, what's like the most legendary like fucking thing you got into lately, and how did you just own the situation?
Well, I'm here to talk about Other Space.
Hey guys, want to talk to you about a great company that's sponsoring our show. This is Hayes from Hollywood Handbook. You ever look at an Ann Getty's baby calendar and wish you could be in those pictures yourself, dressed up as like a flower or like an apple or something, but you're too old?
A little honeybee.
Now Stan Getty's, the last name is spelled differently, G-E-D-T
YS is doing a calendar of just looking at this copy here. It looks like Ann Getty's calendars for adults. So you can dress up as like a honeybee or like a kitty cat or stuff like that, and
a little pumpkin,
and be in one of these calendars.
Yeah, and I did this, and I dress up like a baby iguana, but I'm a big guy. So it was funny, it was sweet, it was sexy. And Stan is a total professional, and he turns his back when you change.
He says he's turning his back, he is turning his back, but there's a big mirror on the wall.
He has those spy tech sunglasses where there's a mirror next to the lens.
So what he says is those mirrors cancel each other out?
Yes, two mirrors don't make a right is one of his expressions. So anyway, back to the show.
Yahoo's Yahoo Screen. And that is a show created by Paul Feig that I'm one of the ensemble of. It's a sci-fi comedy.
Well, Shelby Farrow.
And you steal it.
Hmm?
And you steal it.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about that, my character on that show is that I'm sort of the kind of wild card guy. So I can always just sort of come in and I always have something funny to do.
Not like the Joker.
Hmm?
Not like the Joker.
Jared Leto's the Joker?
Well, you're
he
not
said
scary
a wild
like that.
Card
you said
guy,
you were the wild
the traditional
card
wild card left behind at a crime scene, for example. It sounds a lot like the Joker.
Similar
to
the
me.
Jokester.
The Joker would leave Uno cards at
Well, I don't get into too many details about it because honestly, it's too scary for me to watch a lot of what he does.
He does.
He has no conscience, and he embraces chaos in this way where it's like maybe the most frightening thing. At least somebody like Jason is trying to avenge a wrong that was done to him. And I'm no Jason apologist. I'm no fan of him slashing up those teens. But he's taking revenge. But the joke man, from what I can tell—
Is Jason taking revenge at this point?
Well,
I mean, latter day Jason, he's just a slot. You know, he's not killing anybody who had anything to do with his mother.
He's just closing his eyes and spinning around with a sword.
Right.
It's pure chaos. Sounds actually a lot like another guy, the Joker, who embraces chaos.
Well, and then is that what you're saying that you're doing, Neil?
No. Mine.
It sounds like
you.
Because he does leave Uno cards behind at the crime scene. He doesn't leave like multiple cards.
Hey guys, you've heard of Trunk Club, you've heard of the Loot Crate and all these other subscriptions, but did you know that there's a new temporary tattoo subscription that Hayes and I actually subscribe to, and that's why you can see us looking cool and looking fresh? It's the Pen 15 Club, and engineer Cody actually started this as a cool way to be the hip guys.
Yeah, you can get it on your wrist or on the back of your hand. It's the only temporary tattoo that uses a needle. Like an electric needle to put it into your hand.
And Cody put them on us, and he's promised that if we do these ads, then we'll share in the profits. And so please join the Pen 15 Club with us.
And then the tattoos will disappear, he says, once we do these ads, because it has been a while.
It's been over 18 months, and we've been having these tattoos.
Back to the show.
And it is an alien.
Now, Paul Feig... Man, can we get him on the show?
You know, he's very he really likes to impress. It seems I've seen him do a lot of stuff. You could probably grab him. Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
You met him? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met him a number of times. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Good. He like you?
I hope so. Yeah, I think so. I think he does. We get
what
along.
He do to make you think that?
He's very warm, and he would sometimes compliment me on the performance.
Well, he's
that
wearing
I did.
A suit. That's
what
why
thing
so warm.
Did you do that he like?
There's a number of scenes in the show that afterwards people would say.
What's Uno?
Uno is a card game.
No, Uno of the scenes.
Uno, just Uno scene that you do that he like.
There's one scene where, in the middle of a scene, a keyboard slid out of the wall.
No spoilers.
Just do it without the spoilers.
Just
please.
None of the detail, but. The idea.
Well, I've already said the keyboard.
What part do you like?
I've already said the keyboard part, so I'm going to keep saying it.
Stricken.
There's one scene where I'm doing the scene and a keyboard slides out of the wall. And
Engineer Cody, can you instruct the jury to ignore that?
Get your hand off of me.
This one is just an ad for mice.
Okay.
It says, meet mice, don't eat mice. It feels like it's actually directed at cats.
And it's written by mice,
it's an ad for mice.
It's like, mice telling cats, don't eat us.
Meet us.
And they want to be friends with the cats.
They want to be friends with the cats.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just read this copy. Hey, guys. Want to talk to you about a really great thing called mice. These guys are so cool to hang out with, and they don't taste good at all. And so all the cats out there, stop eating mice and try and be friends with them instead. It says you can use the promo code handbook. I don't know how you would use that for just the idea of
put it, write it down mice. On a piece of tape and tape it over the mouse hole.
That is the most obvious way, but it doesn't specify. But if you use the promo code handbook, you can get a 10% discount. I don't know on what. I guess it's just on being friends.
Probably with some of their funny stories.
Being friends with mice, or yeah, a 10% discount off a funny story from mice. Is that it?
It's just a
keyboard.
Hand.
So Paul loves your keyboard thing. It comes out of the wall.
Yeah, he loves it when it comes out of the wall. It comes out of the wall.
That's your idea.
That's your thing.
Yeah, I can do some physical business. You know.
What else happened for you in the jobs that you do?
Just in my life, what jobs have I had?
More with famous people, though.
We should point out we have a new sponsorship. I'm sorry, people are probably wondering what's going on. We Jelly Belly Jelly Beans is now a sponsor of the show, and we eat a bunch of jelly beans during the show. It's like we don't have to talk about the jelly beans or whatever. We just have to eat them and enjoy them during the show.
Not me.
You got to eat a couple jelly beans.
I can't.
You have to eat one.
That's not. If it's shaped like a bean, it should taste like a bean. And don't make a fake bean for me.
Here.
Do you understand?
You don't have to chew it. Here.
Oh, great.
I guess my number one celebrity story is back in 2012.
So fake. Go ahead.
What, the bean?
The bean.
Back in 2012, and it was the night of the Obama's reelection. Mm-mm. And I was at Saturday Night Live in 30 Rockefeller Center.
Ooh.
Up on the 17th floor.
Mm.
And Obama got elected, and I stepped out to the hallway to see who was around. And at the same time, Anne Hathaway stepped out into the hallway to see who was around. And we had met very briefly at sort of the host meetings and took a second to be like, Obama won. And then I could see her decide whether or not – like what she was going to do. And then she very graciously gave me a very polite hug. And then we both went our separate ways and then ended up going outside onto the plaza to celebrate Obama's mm-hmm. victory.
You feel her press up against you?
You ever think about that?
It was very chaste
in the shower.
It was very chaste and professional and polite. She's really an amazing performer.
So doing SNL, that must be pretty big hosts.
Will you speak on that, please?
The big hosts?
Must be.
They do a good job of getting big hosts pretty much every week.
Well, we would love some of these hosts, you know? Did you get along with them?
Yeah, I got along with all the hosts that I met.
And they like
they
you?
They like you?
They were fine with me.
You get some of them on the phone or no?
What do you mean?
Can you get them on the phone?
Like who?
Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
Dennis Miller did not host my year. I don't think I could get Miller on the phone.
Jan Hooks?
No.
Baseball, America's pastime, and who can forget the days of their youth when you'd get together and play a game of pickup with your best friends. If you want to relive those memories, go to theaters now and see The Sandlot, a movie in theaters right now that has all those memories and captures a time when America was more innocent. Squints tries to make out with a babe, and he doesn't care if it's not her will to do that. Also, big scary dog. And please, The Sandlot is good, and a blind guy has a baseball. So if you want that, go to the movies, and that's something playing.
Charles Barkley?
I don't think I could get Charles Barkley.
Can I see your phone?
I left it in my bag.
Mm. Oh, wait a minute. You know Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I after I left SNL, I went to Amy Schumer's show, Inside Amy Schumer, on Comedy Central.
So that's a great kind of big guest we would love to get. Can you help us get her?
No. I mean, if you asked her and got, I guess I would.
She does not like you.
Don't get along?
We get along great.
Fired, huh?
No, I just.
Why wouldn't she do something that you suggest?
A favor for you that it's good enough for you, it's not good enough for her?
She would think it was very strange if I called her and asked her to do an Earwolf podcast that she hadn't heard of.
No, do this one.
She might listen to this one.
We're not asking her to do Fogel Nest Files or something. I mean, we're asking her to do this show.
Well, Fogel Nest is a real sort of New York character. I think she'd be very charmed by him. She's a New Yorker in her own right, you know?
Okay, so Schumer's off the table. Oh, well, congratulations on you have a part in Adult Beginners, the new movie with Nick Kroll.
It's a small part, yeah. I'm in a scene.
That must have been so fun. What's Nick like on the phone?
Nick Kroll? He's great. He produced the movie. It was his idea, and he made the movie happen, and it's a real labor of love, and It's a funny film.
Oh, cool. And then when you call him, he says what?
What are some of the inside jokes that you have?
I don't think I've ever called Nick.
Do you have a funny way to say hi to him that he would like if someone else did it?
I don't think I've ever called Nick Kroll. I would love to have a phone conversation with him. I imagine we would chat about all sorts of stuff, but it's never really come up.
Well, if he does a show, here's something we'll promise
you. Are you just trying to get
– and this is rubbing your back too, is we will have him call you on the air from the show. And so you on here now saying, hey, I'd love to talk to him on the phone. And what we can do is you can have that happen.
Because we know you. You know him. If you can put us together with him.
Do you want to ask
fun
me
for listeners
about
of
anything?
This,
we could have him call you.
Uh-huh.
I don't see what the trade is.
Hey, you did Veep, huh?
I acted in an upcoming episode of Veep.
Dude, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is friends with Schumer, I think. What if they're, because I've seen a sketch. So what if they're hanging out? They're, you know, maybe you ask Julia to ask Amy because you don't seem to want to call Amy.
And she could do the show too. And actually,
she can do it too, but she should call Amy.
Amy and Nick, I'm sure, know each other from
doing stand up
and the same
Comedy
Center. Yes.
Well, I worked for Nick Kroll too. I wrote for the third and
yes, and so it.
Ha, dude.
So
this
that's
is
something
even
they have
better.
In common is they both know you.
Do you want me to just try and get you famous?
If
people
we got
that,
do you just, Nick, Amy for next Saturday. Nick, Amy.
Nick. Amy.
Julie.
And who rounds that out? Julie.
Who's Julie?
The Veep.
Yes. She's the main Veep. In this season, I believe.
Joe. Do you guys just want me to spend the rest of this interview trying to get you more famous guests on the show?
What?
Do you want me to start a group text with everyone that I've ever worked for and say, does anybody want to come on Hollywood Handbook? And then explain what Hollywood Handbook is and then send them a link and then say, that's all right, I understand.
What are the texts in between?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense that you would send them a link and then say, that's all right, I understand what? The link?
That they wouldn't want to do it.
Oh, so.
I left out their responses. Their responses to what I said.
Well,
would
no,
be,
these are the celebrities. I want to hear what they have to say.
The celebrities would say, what is that? Why would you want me to do this? And then, no, we're not interested.
Hot pepper peanut butter. Spicy peanut butter that makes you want to get more milk.
Well, whose number do you have, Neil?
I got a lot of people's numbers. I don't know.
Well, you mentioned a group text. Now I'm starting to wonder who's even on this thing.
Do you guys want to
ask? The phone's outside. It's just things are starting to not
Do we want to ask you
up.
What?
Do you want to ask me about anything that I do?
What do you want us to ask you, man? I've seen half the shit you did.
Good. Thank
You're
you for watching.
Doing
Thanks
the
for
thing.
Checking it out.
You're doing the show. Okay, we talked about it. You told us the whole keyboard story, which, by the way, I'm very sorry, but number one, it's a spoiler. Number two, it doesn't really sound like you did anything that funny.
And you just want to come on here and talk about all these famous people
and you're
you know?
Dropping names like a maniac.
I haven't dropped
then
a single name.
Back it up, Neil.
I haven't dropped a single name.
And if
name.
You're such good friends, why is it that they can't take your suggestions seriously?
Yeah, what's Penn Jillette's WhatsApp? If you had such a fun time in the valet line with him, I'd love to see your ongoing thread between you, him, and Teller on WhatsApp.
First of all, on WhatsApp, it's not like what's his WhatsApp. It's faces.
No, I so didn't I say what's his number. I said what's the thread. I want to see the conversation you guys have been having.
I'm not
so
offering
chummy.
That up like you. I don't want to show you my. This is my friend.
The Penn Jillette conversation we had was happening off the air before the show.
Yes. It's not something I want to advertise. Is
we,
he a
we're
celebrity?
Very public about who
Do
our
people
friends
know
are.
Who
you
he
know
is?
Because I don't know. I mean, I know him as my friend Penn, who always calls me on my bullshit and who is rather tall and is just good at identifying, you know, trends. So I don't really think of him that way, but we're pretty public about who our close friends are because their names are listed as guests on the show. And Neil is one of them. And also Pauly Shore was one of them. And have you tried telling people that and seeing if that sort of gets their juices flowing?
You mean next time I get a job, I should go and try and hype your show a little bit?
You may want to mention that Pauly Shore called me a homo on this very podcast. And then if they wanted to come in, that they could do the same.
Hey, guys, want to talk to you about Budweiser Mix.
The only way to turn your water into Budweiser if you're underage and can't afford to buy alcohol
it's
is to get
beer
Budweiser
powder.
Mix.
It's beer powder.
Now, while we're here, we do like to ask our guests, how important is it to make a woman come?
Who?
You.
How's important for
we're me? We're talking to you.
Yeah. But who's the woman?
Yeah, you can't get us anyone else. We're talking to you.
If you want to go some of these hosts that you know and talk about how important it is to them that they are satisfied.
I'd say under certain circumstances in life, in very particular contexts, it can become very important to make particular women come. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, I'm not worried about it.
What's one of those contexts? The most urgent situation.
Like after a couple bottles of wine at on vacation?
Then it becomes
first night of vacay?
It becomes an emergency.
You're first, setting the tone for the whole rest
yeah,
of the
yes.
trip.
Yeah, first night of a beach vacation?
Yes. Then it's not
then you
life.
You might have to pull out all the stops.
Not life or death.
Because you've paid for the whole right. week at the hotel.
At the resort, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're out in Hawaii and I gotta set the agenda for the rest of the week. And yeah.
And you're going to buy yourself a little leeway in terms of what the planning will be.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very important time to do that thing that we're talking about.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you consider if you have to use something other than your fingers, is that a failure?
No.
Well, okay.
To
what if you have
people,
to use another one of your body parts? Because obviously you don't mean if you use a flower like in 40 Days and 40 Nights when Josh Hartnett is not allowed to engage with her physically.
You know,
I don't
Hartnett?
Think
that
he's
doesn't
cheating.
Count. The flower doesn't count.
Do you know Josh Hartnett?
Hartnett? I know him, but I don't want to talk to him because I don't like Penny Dreadful. And I don't want to have to tell him that.
You could avoid the subject.
Not the way I have conversations.
Right. You're pretty to the point.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to look at myself afterwards if I didn't see him and say, hey, that Penny Dreadful is too creepy.
So let's go back to this situation. If you're using your fingers and it It doesn't work. You don't say sorry or anything as you move to the next
phase of it. Do I say sorry?
Phase of it?
I've never said sorry.
Even if you...
Scoop Troop. Never say you're sorry.
Are you suggesting that in your experience, saying sorry makes them come?
No.
Your experience, when you say, so you sort of whisper a meek, apologetic sorry that
I
she just sort of arches.
I definitely have said sorry. To say you've never said sorry, that's, well, good on you, because I definitely have said sorry, and sometimes a lot.
What kind of flower do you like to use?
Big goofy sunflower.
One of those ones that dance when you play music?
Yeah. And it kind of spins.
It's got sunglasses on it.
It does like a pinwheel, like, boo-yoo!
Yeah, that's good. Well, this part of the interview has actually been educational, and so it's not all a loss. Neil, what's next for you? What do you got coming up?
Well, I just finished on the MTV Movie Award.
Hey, dickheads. Tired of taking the trolley everywhere and overpaying for trolley tickets? Yeah, well, me too. That's why I got a fucking Saturn Ion, the most new and best car that goes fast and vroom, you drive it. When you're doing the car, no need to tell people which way you turn because the signal happens from the light part on the side, but you got to hit a thing and say fuck you to the trolley and all those. And
trolley's
those guys,
got too many wheels.
And those guys suck a dick. And Saturn Ion, go, go, go.
Well, hopefully there's going to be a second season of Other Space screen.
Where would you stand for Good Nights?
At SNL?
Yeah. Are you trying to get as close as possible to...
No.
Because you did say you hugged Anne Hathaway.
In the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
On the night Obama was elected, on Tuesday night. During the good nights, I'd usually already be escorting whoever my guest was up to my room, my office, to have a drink.
Your room?
My office that I shared with Bob.
I'd go
have a drink.
You bring a guest.
Or two.
That you shared with who?
I shared an office with Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Carnival, I was going to say.
A guest
or... No, we're talking about Saturday Night Live.
A guest or two. You invite them to the show.
Uno guest.
And then you say afterwards, that was fun, right? You had a good time? Maybe now.
Yeah, they'd come up to my office and I'd show them the goofy dancing sunflower on my windowsill. Just kind of point it out and be like, funny, right? And then you want
see
some
what
wine?
They say.
See how they react.
See what they say.
Sort of clock their reaction and go, give you
I
any
got
ideas?
Sunshine on a cloudy day.
All right. Well, like us on iTunes, do us on the Facebook and rate us and review us and talk on the forum. And don't forget that you're going to get the pro version. And of course, you know, it's going to go to my main man, the dude with the tude, the one, the only, the legendary. And I'm saying the name right now. And Hayes, who do you think it is?
Charlie Murphy Brown.
Hey guys, really sorry about the ads in this and all the ads in this episode. You understand that this is how
I think it's run pretty smoothly.
Yeah, this is how it goes. This is how podcasting business works, and sometimes we have to do an episode with a bunch of ads.
Couple extra ads, yeah.
So we have one more. We want to talk to you about Privlo one more time. This is a company that we really support.
Mm-hmm.
These ads, I really want one of these to just go as smoothly as possible. So let's just get it done really quickly.
Check your Privlo.
As we talked about, project work is normal in entertainment. If you want to buy a house, that could prevent you from getting a traditional bank mortgage. But Privlo understands the industry. They're a lender that's built around lending the right way to self-employed freelancers, independent contractors, and business owners.
Shouldn't it be check your Privlo?
Just
do it? You just want to get through it?
Yeah, I just want to get through it really fast because, you know, sometimes... It seems like whenever he never comes any other time. Vic. Don't say his name. Please don't say his name.
Right.
Okay.
But you're talking about Vic.
Hey-o! What? Man, they did some injection in my neck, got me feeling good.
It's wider than your head.
Wider than it is long.
Yeah, I guess. But you feel good?
Oh, never felt better.
Okay.
Feel like reading some verbatim copy.
We are just finishing up the show. We actually don't have any ads this week. It's like a crazy that we just ended up in an episode with no ads, Vic. So I'm sorry. There wasn't.
Stay classy, San Diego. You guys see that?
That would have been great.
Oh,
that would have been really funny for one of our ads. But we don't have any. So if you just wanna wait outside, do you have other stuff you need to do here, or you seem to be around here all the time?
Ah,
what?
Ah,
do you mind if we just finish the show?
Oh yeah. You won't even notice I'm here.
Okay. Even if you have a one-time credit blemish, Privlo is okay with that. It's show business. Who doesn't? That's Privlo as in private loan. To apply, go to privlo.com/podcast and fill out a simple online form. It'll take 2 minutes and might just get you that crib in the hills. That's privlo.com/podcast. Privlo, I'm really, really sorry about the way these ads have gone. Vic, we can hear you singing. I hope you see that we have...
I got my buds in.
We have tried to do a good job with these. We would really love if you kept buying ads. I apologize. We will do.
One perfect body.
We made a mistake bringing this person to the first time.
Perfect. So,
we really thought that he would do a good job, but now it's turned into something else. So, thank you for sponsoring us.
Yes, so
Bennett.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The Wolf Dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.